In a vote of 34 yeas to 4 nays, House Concurrent Resolution 19 passed on the House floor on Monday. The 4 nay votes came from Tammy Wilson of North Pole, Mark Newman of Wasilla, David Eastman of Wasilla, and Kathy Tilton of Wasilla, none of whom chose to speak prior to the floor vote.
A lot of state resources have been spent to diminish Alaska Native languages, and we have a responsibility to be part of bringing it back.
That's District 38 Representative Tiffany Zolkowski speaking yesterday from the House floor before the vote. Zolkowski is a co-sponsor of HCR 19. Though Representative Dan Sadler spoke in favor, he still had some reservations about how much responsibility rested within the legislature.
This resolution calls on us to ask the governor to do what he already has the authority to do, that being to issue an administrative order.
But Sadler ended up supporting the resolution and, in fact, urged it be dealt with quickly.
As a gesture of good spirit and willingness on our part to help address this issue, I'm certainly willing to support a resolution urging him to do so and wonder why he hasn't done so already.
HCR 19 passed the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee a little more than a week ago on March 9th, with Sadler proposing a number of amendments, one of which passed stressed the need for quick action, tying the importance of language and Alaska Native cultural survival as a whole. Sadler pressed for language to, quote, encourage Alaska Native families to use and practice and pass on that Alaska Native language to their children. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins called that unnecessary, saying that government has already shown ways it can play a role in the revitalization of language, with examples set by programs such as Bethel's Ayapunlaknavit Immersion School.
Anchorage School District is starting a UPIC language immersion program in its World Languages Department. That is a profoundly positive thing. Kotzebue has an immersion language preschool. That is a profoundly positive thing, and that comes with public dollars. So there is a role for us.
HCR 19 was sponsored by Representative Dan Ortiz of Ketchikan, and according to his staff, Senator Donnie Olson will now sponsor the resolution for a vote in the state Senate. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.